Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get untamed. This is my recipe for pressure-cooked honey brulee beets. They are so, so good. And if you're not a big fan of beets, and there's a lot of people out there who say, well, I love the earthiness, and some would say, I don't love the earthiness. Well, guess what? This recipe right here does not take away from the earthiness that you're going to get from the beets, and it's going to actually enhance the flavor of the beets with a little aftertone of that brulee honey. It is so, so good. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to do is take 2 tablespoons of butter. We're going to put them into our saute pan. I'm going to add to that 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 tablespoon of honey. Immediately, I'm going to add 1 cup of cooked beets. I'm going to go ahead and saute those up, probably for about a minute. Now, remember, saute is a high heat, low fat. So you want to make sure that heat is up pretty darn high. About a medium high is better than going on high because we don't want to burn anything up. And we're all learning how to cook here. So let's just keep it on a medium high. 1 cup of broccoli rabe. Make sure your broccoli rabe is rinsed and chopped. Toss it in there. This cooks so fast. 1 cup of beet-infused arborio rice. Now, what is beet-infused arborio rice? We actually, the water that comes off of the beets, when we cook the beets, and we like to cook our beets, I like to boil them. You can roast them if you want to. That's fine, but you're not going to get that beet water that flavors this arborio, which we're going to use for the risotto. But all it really is I pressure cook the beets. And then the water that comes off of those, after we take the beets out, I use that liquid to flavor and cook the arborio rice. 1/2 cup of heavy cream, 1/2 cup of aged Parmigiano Reggiano, at least a 12 to 13 month age is always appropriate for a recipe like this because we really want to have the nutty flavor in there. Salt and pepper to taste. Now, the trick to making this super, super creamy, because we all want a beautiful creamy brulee beet risotto, is if you need to add any, if you want to add moisture to it, literally add the water, but don't add any more cream to this because then it's not really going to be risotto anymore. It's going to be cream with arborio rice. We want it to have the flavor of the creaminess in there, but the only way we really achieve that is by adding just a little bit of moisture to this. And typically with this kind of a recipe, you would use a chicken stock or a beef stock. However, being that this is beets and we really want to celebrate the beets, let's stick with the beet water. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, but you all know me as the Untamed Chef from Agnet West.